that's for
that's
sure.
That's awesome.
So
do you
I
have any chance to know if you're going to be
I'm just going to bring on any additional
Hey, it's Denise there.
We're coming up to the corner.
JB Heating, may I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for JB. Is he in?
Yes, sir. This is JB.
Hey, JB. How's it going today? This is Elias. I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I'm just calling to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we sent out to you maybe 2.5 weeks ago. It looks like it was based upon some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2011. Is that sounding familiar?
Not really, but I don't need any finances of any kind.
Okay. How's business been this year? You guys doing pretty good over there?
Yep, doing pretty fair.
Yeah? You guys do a lot of HVAC installing, or is it mainly just kind of selling the units?
No, we install, service, and repair.
Okay, that's fantastic. Do you guys have any plans for growth coming up?
No, not really. We're going to hold on with what we got, hopefully, till the end of the year.
Yeah. Have you guys been doing pretty well? Are your sales up? Or are you kind of just plateauing towards the end of the year?
Sales are doing great. Everybody's
nice.
Busy.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Is there a time where you typically evaluate, like, when you need new equipment or if you want to bring in some extra capital? I know we've worked with other business owners in the industry, and especially some that have worked with Wells Fargo, they're kind of hesitant to work with them now.
Well, I just keep an eye on what my bottom line is. When I'm making money, I invest accordingly.
Okay. If I was able
to, any need for it.
If I was able to free up about 10-15% of your top line, what would you be able to do with that?
What would I do with it?
Yeah.
Probably give it to my men and bonuses.
Okay. That's pretty great. Well, that's something that we can definitely help you out with. If you're looking into it.
Well, I'm not in need of it.
Do you guys usually have a lot of need for equipment? Do you guys bring out a lot of trucks or anything like that?
A lot of what?
Trucks to like help you guys get to and from places or anything like that.
And we're good on our fleet.
Yeah.
We got 9 vehicles. We're 5.
Oh, that's what's up. Are you looking to replace any soon?
Not really.
Okay.
Not right now. We'll see how the economy comes in the next year and who gets elected.
Yeah, makes sense. A lot of people are definitely waiting on that. Do you guys usually do contracts? Are you more commercial or more kind of consumer-based?
We do all three, all commercial, light commercial, residential.
That's fantastic.
And we do service contracts.
Oh, nice. Do you ever have cash flow issues with those service contracts?
It's usually about $30,000 a year prepaid.
Well, that's what's up. What kind of got you into the HVAC systems?
Been doing it since 72.
Oh, nice. Wow. It's a good little run there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a reason why you got into it?
I was doing plumbing work, and the guy told me he could make a pipe fitter out of me. We did.
That's awesome. That sounds exciting.
Stayed with it.
Sounds good. Are you familiar with Section 179?
I have no idea what that is.
So Section 179 allows a business to like bring on equipment and use it as a tax write-off. Currently, like the amount that legislation has for it is about $500,000 that you're able to write off. That's something worth considering, especially towards the end of the year here where taxes come up. We can get you some new equipment, say like a couple new trucks, maybe help your guys out or hire some more people, and we can get those trucks written off for you.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm really not in need of it right now. Out of the 9 vehicles, I got 6-7 new.
Okay. Well, Like I said, do you know when you usually do your financing? Or are there times that you're looking to pick up new capital?
I've never been in need of having to borrow capital, so.
Okay. Well, that's always a good thing,
right? I just always had it. I use my money. I'm the bank. And, if I need money, I borrow it from me.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it works.
Is there a time when you usually pick up equipment, though? Any time during the year? Maybe restock
the
engine?
No, I just buy it as I need it.
Okay. You
don't
really...
have it to be repaired.
That's true.
I got a pretty good shop. Pretty up to date.
That's what's up. Are you guys looking
nothing's
to...
more than, there's nothing in there more than 10 years old.
Really? That's exciting. You guys are pretty up to date, huh?
Yeah, pretty fair.
Okay. Well, JB, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. If you wanted to take advantage of those Section 179, maybe look for some equipment, we'd be happy to help you out with that. There's definitely something that we could probably offer you there. I know it doesn't really seem like you need anything now, but would you mind if I checked in maybe once a quarter to see if you guys need anything down the road?
Yeah, you can holler at us, Wyatt.
Awesome. Is there an email that I can send you some information at, just in case something comes up and you need to get a hold of me?
It's hvac@jbsheating.net.
Alrighty. Well, JB, it was good talking to you. I'll follow up with you in the future here, see if you guys need anything down the road or if you wanted to take advantage of that Section 179 near closer to the end of the year.
Very good. Thank you, Wyatt.
Alrighty. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.